You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Naso, sharing a blessing. I remember as a child going to an Orthodox synagogue to celebrate a family friend becoming bar mitzvah, and at one point in the service seeing a number of men go to the front, put their talitot over their heads, and then reach out their hands in some strange gesture as they said words of Hebrew. I commented that it looked like a Ghostbusters moment with the way the talit covered them. Later on I would discover that this was the moment when the Kohanim, the priests of that community, stepped forward to offer the priestly blessing upon the whole congregation. Today, I have the opportunity to offer the priestly blessing in two contexts. As a rabbi, I give the priestly blessing to the B'nai Mitzvah and to various other people who come up to the Bima to receive blessings. But as a father, I get to give the blessing to my daughter Gabby every Shabbat when my wife and I together bless her. The words that we use for the priestly blessing come from this week's Torah portion, where we're told, "And God spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, In this way you shall bless the people of Israel, saying to them." And then God gives the blessing, which incorporates God. And so God tells us to bless each other by saying, Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha, may God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up God's face to you and give you peace. It's a beautiful blessing that God gave to the priests that we in turn give to one another. The first part of it just speaks of blessing and being protected. The second part has this idea of God's face shining and then being gracious to us. But in that final part, we have this sense of God really lifting up God's face to look upon us eye to eye directly and then give us peace. And in this way, we might see that the blessing elevates and gets bigger and bigger, so that ultimately the final blessing is one, for God to see us, and two, for us to have peace. There's something very powerful about this blessing, and I know that when I get to offer this blessing to B'nai Mitzvah, and when I get to offer it to my daughter, I am always struck by what it means to give a blessing and to share a blessing. And in the end, in the following verse of our Torah, it says, "And they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." In this way, when we give this blessing, not only do we share in this history stretching back to Aaron and the priests, not only do we get to offer wonderful words, but we firmly associate ourselves with God as God places God's name upon the people of Israel. It is wonderful to receive a blessing, but it is even more powerful to be able to give a blessing and share that blessing with others. I hope that we all have many opportunities to share our blessings. Shabbat Shalom.